make me strong as I long. Draw me to your heart as I stand and sing your praise. You come and fill this place. Won't you come and fill this place?
Well, as we get started this morning, we're just wanting to just kind of fill this place with His praise, amen? And we haven't really started yet, but why don't we go ahead and sing another song? It goes like this. We've waited for this day. Whew, it's finally Sunday, amen? And as we come together, we are looking forward to worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 3, 4, 5, 6. Are we all on 6? Okay. We've waited for this day. We've gathered in your name,
calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire will burn our hearts into you. You're the reason we're here. You're the
be seated. Lisa's going to come and share with us some announcements, and welcome.
I see Devin giving me the hello. How's everybody this morning?
Good.
Woo. Good to see you, Lisa.
He definitely inhabits those praises. I can sense that he's here already with us. I mean, he was here long before us, right? So thank you, Lord, for being with us. We want to thank you for your contributing support to the church. And now we have a contribution box at the back that you are welcome to donate to. And we just want to thank you for your continuing support to the church. Now, there's a little mistake in the bulletin, and I made a mistake in the announcement saying that the 11th annual picnic was 6 weeks away. Guess what? It's three.
3 weeks.
3 weeks away. So we have sign-ups over there. And please take a look at them before you leave, because the canoe trip at 8 a.m. will fill up quick. And there's a bike ride. And this year, there's a treasure hunt.
Yes.
Starting at 11 a.m. Is it teams? With a little cash prize at the end of it.
Ooh.
So you get to eat, you get to have fun with your friends, maybe paddle down the river and win some money. So that's always fun, right? Mm-hmm. So we just want to get everybody signed up that we can. We're excited to have you. It is a lot of fun for you new people. We had a good time the last couple of years, haven't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always a great day of fellowship and just a great memory to take with you. So, won't you join us now for the rest of worship?
Thank you. Psalms 18, 1 through 2 says, I love you, Lord. O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. Why don't we all say that phrase together? The Lord is my rock. My fortress and my deliverer, my God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our rock, the one that we turn to, Lord, at all times in life. You are our everything. We find our identity in you. Thank you, Lord. And as we lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving this morning, hear our song of praise, hear our song of hope. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let's stand together and sing. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for being our song of hope. This next one is called The Well. And our name as a church is from the story in John chapter 4 where Jesus asked for a drink from a woman at a well. And through a conversation, he shares with her that he is the living well. He is the dispenser of living water. And so let's sing about that this morning. This song is called The Well. Let's share as we sing.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. Nothing can satisfy, and the world leaves you high and dry. Just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just lift my arms wide, you'll feel the change, my child. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. That you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see living water is found in you. So as you come to the well, and all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for.
thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the living water, for giving us, Lord, of yourself, the living bread, the living water. We praise you, Father, for filling us this morning. Thank you for making all things new in our lives. Father, we praise you for salvation, that we have been offered an opportunity to live a brand new life in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that today, in your eyes, as we have asked for forgiveness, we stand free in your grace, freely forgiven, mercy generously extended. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for salvation, for your work in our lives. In Jesus' name. Merciful to me, O Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, deal with me. Heal with me. My bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me, because because of your unfailing love.
Can you turn on the announcement mic?
Not sure what kind of week everyone's had, but it's been a pretty good week in the Trotter House. The Lord has answered some prayers, and I just want to invite you to pray with me this morning as we prepare our hearts to get ready to hear the Lord's Word. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for walking closely with us this week, for intervening on our behalf, answering prayers that we have breathed, some of those almost as a second thought, and others out of desperation. Lord, we thank you for the community of friends we have here at Living Well. You have helped us as we supported each other and lifted each other to your throne. We have seen your hand move in the lives of our friends and family, and we are thankful. Thank you, Lord. You have deepened our relationships with others and deepened our faith with you. Lord, help us now as we calm ourselves before you this morning so that we can hear your voice. We pray that you would be with Pastor John as he brings the message. We pray that you would fill him up so that your words will spill out onto us through him. Help us not only to hear your word, but to digest it and to live it out. Lord, we pray if there's someone here this morning that needs your life-giving word, that they would hear from you and connect with one of us to begin to work out their faith. Help us to lay everything at your feet and enter into worship. Help us to quiet our souls, Lord. Help us to see this morning as a divine appointment with you. We pray this all in your precious name. Amen.
Given me love, hidden in Christ, made in the image of the giver of life, righteous and holy, reborn and remade, accepted and worthy, this is our new name. Given me love, hidden in Christ, made in the image of the giver of life, righteous and holy, reborn and remade, accepted and worthy.
For this drama, I'd like everyone to think about the last time that you sat down and looked at Facebook or some of the other social media sites. Think about what kind of thoughts are passing through your mind as you read on. Our minds and our hearts are the true battlefield in this world.
Let's see, what is going on today? These guys are still at it. Why don't we just carpet bomb the lot and just be done with it? No, that's a bad situation. Sure, I know we're supposed to help others, but these are Muslims. Aren't they the ones we should be keeping out of our country? How can we trust them? There's no way I'm going to neighbor up with these people. I got to keep my family safe.
The stranger did not lodge in the streets, but I opened my doors to the travelers.
I've seen more division in the last few years than in my entire life. What happened to the dream? I know my friends, their family histories from across the globe. We're all humans, right? Why are we choosing hate and division over love? Is this God's desire for us to live like this?
He that hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and knows not where he goes.
All my friends are arguing, and over what? This is what we're being fed. There are no easy answers, but there has to be hope, right? Do I embrace others when I don't trust them? I'm so confused. Where am I going to turn? How do I break these bonds? How can I connect and offer love and compassion to everyone? Isn't this what I should do? How do I offer acceptance? My friends are wrong. This is all wrong. Everywhere I look, there's no hope. Even this nation, one nation under God, we're being torn apart. We're being divided. Every day, my phone and computer fill up with despair. What's the answer? Maybe there's a better way.